Hey you guys, today I just want to start this off by praying a little prayer. Okay, so when y'all are ready, y'all can bow your heads. Okay. Dear God, I just want to give you today and the rest of this evening, and I want to place it in your hands. And I'm gonna need some strength to get through this because I'm gonna get mad and I don't wanna get too angry. Please help everyone who's listening, whether they're going through something hard and tough, or just living the life and trying to get through it, okay? Thank you so much, and thank you for everything you do. Amen. Okay, guys. I'm just gonna talk about my day and just get this started. I don't know how long this is going to be, this, like, first episode type of thing. I'm literally, this is going to be my whole day, and... Okay. So today, Okay, now let's start with yesterday, okay? So Mom had told me I was going to be pet sitting for somebody I normally pet sit for. And it's taken up, like, every weekend I've had since, like, February, almost. Like, a lot of it has. And the dogs are outside right now, so if they came in, it would mess up the whole thing. They might be barking. Let's not think about that. But, yesterday, Mom had told me... No, hold on. A couple weeks ago, she told me it would be Friday and Saturday, so today and tomorrow. But last night, they just got home from Disney, her and Moses, my brother, and she said that it would be Friday till Sunday, but the people who were pet sitting for her, they don't know when they'll be back Sunday, and so it's kind of like a hit or miss, like, what time. And so that already kind of made me a little edgy, like, because they normally are really iffy about times. Like, one time they told me they were going to be back, like, the next day, and then they got back that night. Like, that next day in the night. It was so confusing, sorry. But, anyway, they were supposed to leave today around, I think, 4 is what Mom had said. And then at, like, 12:30, they were like, hey, we're leaving. And then I was, like, unready. And we had, like, errands to run, and we were out and about, and so we had to come home after lunch. And the dogs can be in their kennel inside for about 4-ish hours. And, so we just kind of, like, went around the day, and then it was, like, 3 o'clock, and then I started packing. And I packed, and I was, oh, hold on, I'm just gonna go through it, and then I'll tell you what happened. So I just packed, and then... After I packed, I just wasn't having the best day or whatever. And then, I needed to go to Walmart because I needed to buy food because they do not have food at their house. Everything they have in their fridge is a drink or, like, a condiment. I'm not kidding. And everything in their freezer is, like, Reese's ice cream. And I don't like Reese's. Or, like, frozen food. And, like nothing you can make a meal or a snack out of type thing. And then their pantry, it has, like, it has food. But not enough for, like, 3 days, if that makes sense. Like, I wouldn't, like, I don't think I could make, like, more than 2 meals. And I need, like, 8. Or how, I don't know how many. But anyway... After Walmart, I went to CVS because I had placed an Osaka order, and it took about 25 minutes. So it was like Walmart, CVS, Osaka. So all I did was in CVS was just buy a face wash, and yeah. And then I went to Osaka, got my food, got in the car, and then I went here. Okay, now let's get into the juicy stuff. So I had a bad day, basically. Because, okay, So she paid me $75. Okay, $75. They told me they were leaving at 4 originally. Okay, originally. And so today I wasn't supposed to be here until like 8 or 9. Like, because you can leave them in the kennel for 4-ish hours. And so, like, okay, like, I could be here around 4 or 5. No, so when they texted mom at 12:30 that they just left, it pushed everything backwards and I had to be done earlier and ready to leave earlier. And they didn't pay me for those extra hours. Which, I mean, I don't really mind, I guess, in, like, the bigger picture. But, so, like, Friday mid-afternoon. And then they don't know when they're going to be back Sunday. It could be early in the morning or it could be, like, in the afternoon. It probably won't be nighttime. But it probably could be evening. So, we really don't know. And that's, like, 2 full days. You get it? And they have 5 dogs. Okay. They have 5 dogs. And they live about 25 to 30 minutes, like, out of town, away from my house. Okay? And they don't have food. Okay? They've got 5 dogs, and they're 30 minutes outside of town. Okay? And, you know, I didn't charge her. She just is the type of person that just gives money. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, sometimes that's okay, but if you do not have food and you're trying to let somebody come to your house, like, it would be the nicest thing to have food there. I'm not saying for them to buy food at all for the person. I'm saying, like, it would be nice if you had food and, like, thought of that, like, week or so prior. Does that make sense? Like, I don't want you to go buy groceries for me. That's not your responsibility. But also, if you're 20 minutes outside of town, I'm not going to try and waste the little bit of money and gas I have to go back and forth of town. And I'm not trying to spend half my pay if I'm going to go buy groceries. Does that make sense? Oh, so it's just been making me really mad today. And the dogs are not even that good. Hold on, I'm going to take a sip of my drink. And, you know, like, we know the person. I'm not going to say who exactly they are or anything. But, oh, I can't. I'm trying not to get too angry about it. But, okay, so Turner, my brother, he used to pet sit for them. But they had 4 dogs. And the dogs lived inside their garage in, like, a big, like, kennel thing. And so that was already different. And then the mom was paying $35 a day, technically, like, $35 for 4 dogs. That's, like, a little better, I guess. But it's 4 dogs, and that house was also outside of town. And I'm not going to be mean. Like, I'm not mean at all. Like, I understand if you're, like, a little low on money, you can't afford it. Like, I'm not going to push you that way. But for me personally, when Turner stopped doing it, and I took on it, they had already moved houses, they got another dog, and then they gave me a list of everything they wanted done. Like, basically, I'm a housekeeper and a pet sitter, and I'm only being paid, also $35 a day. Like, I'm getting paid the same. And the mom had a problem with me asking for $50 a day. Like, $50 for a night. Like, $50 overnight. Does that make sense? Like, $40 overnight. Like, a day and a night. Does that make sense? Oh, I keep saying that. Like, that is not a lot. That's, like, $10 a dog. And that's not including gas. That's not including food. And then the mom was saying to my mom that the amount I asked for, because I'm done. Like, I'm done with this. Like, I don't want to keep pet sitting for her if she can't give me the amount I think I'm worth. Because she tells me all this stuff. She tells me not to mess with the AC. And then they don't have food. And then she tells me to vacuum and mop, which it's understandable. It's, like, fast. And then you want, like, these certain dogs to do these certain things. And it gets really annoying. And I can't leave, like, their house, like, barely at all. Because I'm not making enough money to waste it on gas. I gotta take a sip again. And so, it's just been really hard for the past couple months to, like, make the money stretch and be worth it for this. And so, today, Mom texted her, because they're friends. She was like, hey, Eileen's gonna, after this weekend, she's gonna stop pet sitting. Like, she doesn't feel the money's worth it. Like, and Mom was not mean at all. Like, I don't want to be mean. But I also don't want to be taken advantage of for my, my services. Like, I'm not that person. You don't. Five dogs. I can't. Five dogs for $35. Overnight, guys. Overnight. $35 for an overnight pet sitting job. Like, I'm all for it if somebody else is for that. Like, I'm all for that. Like, 100% that is good for you if that's worth it and that's good for you. Like, I'm not going to judge you for that. But for me, my brother didn't care. He didn't charge money. But I'm one of those people who do, and I compared it to my other pet sitting jobs who kind of paid, like a good amount. Like, good, worth it. Like, you know what I mean? And so when she wasn't, it wasn't making my money stretch and it wasn't being worth it to me. And so when Mom texted her, she was saying that my price was not justifiable. Like, and then the mom was like, I do not hold responsibility for feeding her. And then she can go and come as she pleases. I'm like, true and true, but that shouldn't be necessary for me to do all of that. Like, that shouldn't have to be a need for me to go and do that if I'm staying at your house. Like, if I'm staying at your house for 2 nights, I mean, I would expect some food, and there is none. There is none. But whatever, it is completely fine. I'm going to hold my mouth. Because, you know, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, and he provides. And, you know, actually, I'm going to say this, because we sold some clothes on Facebook today, and I made, like, $40, like, 40 extra, 18 plus 25, 33? No, that's bad. Oh, sorry. How much is that? 45? No, it's, oh, gosh. Somebody help me. I'm not one for math. But anyway, he provided that extra money that really helped me. And for the 2 nights till Sunday, I would charge $100. Like, $95 at the very, very, very least. But $100. And she only paid $75. And so it's really not a big difference. But it is a big difference for me. Because it is, like, kind of respectful of what I would charge for somebody. Oh my goodness, guys. I can't. It has gotten me so worked up today. But, you know, it's fine. It's fine. They have a lot of drinks, so I don't really have to pay for, like, a drink unless I desperately need one. But, you know, I have been thinking it is the worst thing ever. And I did cry, like, 4 times about it. The thing I'm stuck, okay, so it was sent on long texts, and I do get some of her points, like, I really do, like, it's not her responsibility to feed me, and I can go and come as I please, but I think it would be fair if she had food here. It would change a lot if she had food here. Like, I wouldn't have to go buy $30 worth of food just to be able to feed myself. Does that make sense? And so, I just can't really see a way for it to work if she's not going to pay me what I deserve. And that's not me being entitled. Like, I'm really not. Like, $10 a dog. Like, $10 a dog. Not including gas or food. It's gotten me so worked up. I can't. Oh, I cannot. Y'all. I'm mad, but I'm also sad. Like, she should have texted better, honestly. And, you know, also, this is a new podcast. It's called Enriched with Eily. I'm just kind of into it now. It's called Enriched with Eily, and I will be talking about personal journals, or that's like the description of it, and Christianity. And so I kind of think that's the route I'm going. Personal journal, I don't really know what that means. I think I'm just like yapping. But Christianity is a big one, and I do think I want to talk about that a little bit more. And I also love answering questions, so this is going to be kind of like a shorter episode. But also, I'm here pet sitting right now, and the dogs aren't good. Sorry, I went off topic again. Sorry. The dogs aren't good, and so, like, the money is not worth it. The dogs aren't even sweet. I mean, they are sweet. They're really energetic, like, really bad. Like, they make me mad. Ugh! The gas. And I can't remember if I said the food, but the food. In my time. Those all do not add up to the price I'm getting. Does that make sense? Like, it doesn't add up. I'm so sorry. Like, she makes me vacuum, she makes me mop, she makes me fill the water bottle, or water up every, like, it needs to be filled all the time. Like, it can't go past a certain point, which I understand it's water, but, I think I know how to do that anyway. And then their light in their kennel, because it's literally just a room. It's like a room, but it's a kennel. It's like built in. Their light has to be on all day, but turn it off right before bed. And it can't be off when they get home. If it's morning or like evening, what I mean. And, you know, I just feel like I do everything she says, and it's never enough. And it's fine if she finds somebody else. I need her to find somebody else if she's not going to pay me what I think I'm needed. Do you know what I mean? And so, yeah, I think that's that. That's what made me really sad today. Like, she didn't think what I said was good enough. Like, not good enough. It wasn't a good price for her, which I understand. I do understand. But at some point, if me and my brother are not the same person, and he doesn't charge and I do, and so, like, I feel like I would have more experience in it with him. I mean, to him, even though I haven't been here as often, but, like, I'm more experienced in, like, the pet sitting genre or whatever. But, yeah. And so, now that I'm here, I kind of just been sitting around, and the dogs are outside because they pee in the house, and they're kind of jumpy, and they're not supposed to get on the couch. And they make me mad. They bark a lot. Which, I mean, they're dogs. Whatever. 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 But at the same time, it just made me really mad. And I wanted to film this. So, yeah. It's kind of, I don't really know what else to talk about. I know there was, oh, okay. I remember a question I was asked about a few days ago. Who is my celebrity crush, or my favorite celebrity or something? My favorite celebrity, I don't really know at this very second. Somebody I'm liking right now is Theo James. He's from Divergent. Who else? I don't know another person at the second, but there's a lot of people I do like. I like Kim Kardashian, even though it's like, I just find her, I don't know, I really don't. Who else? I guess Taylor Swift, because of her album today, and Sabrina Carpenter. There's a good picks. I like them. Obviously, Jesus, as we know him all too well. Hopefully. If not, I will pray for you. Also, talking on this podcast has really helped me kind of be at peace with it. And yeah. Hopefully, there are better questions, and I will answer them all whenever I film next. I don't know when that will be. Hopefully I might get on a little schedule, like every Friday night. I don't know. And also, I'm also done with school very soon. And I'm very happy about that. But I'm gonna miss my English teacher. But whatever, it's okay. Okay, guys. Okay. That is it. And yeah, this feels like a good podcast. I think maybe next time I'll get more into, like, my life story, possibly, and just get, like, a feel. Actually, no, I could do it right now. Yeah. Okay. No, not today. Maybe next time. Maybe never. Unless there's, like, specific questions about it. But, yes. That is what we have so far. Hopefully, everybody's come this way. And know that I'm very grateful for anybody who's listening. And, yeah, just hope y'all have a good night, good day, good evening, good morning, whatever you have. And, yeah, I will see you guys next time. Yeah, thank you. Oh, and I would like to pray us out also. A really small prayer. Really small prayer. Okay. Hey, God, I just want to pray for anybody who is listening to this. If they have any prayers unanswered, if they have any prayer requests that need answering, God, that you will do that to and for them. God, I thank you for everything you have given us, and please help us to have the good rest of the weekend, good rest of the day. God, please help anybody who is fighting, who is having a rough time. God, you will protect and love them, and please help them to know that. Thank you so much. Amen. Okay, guys. Peace and love. I'm out.